My name is Kirk.
So you're here with your little girl, little boy?
Yeah.
What food were you given today?
Them give me a little bit of drink, like a rice, like a spaghetti, you know, to help me for the week.
So are you working or what's your situation?
Before I didn't work, you know, but I just get a little clean and job now.
How long did it take before you got a job?
Oh, years, long enough before things was easy, but now it get very hard.
If you couldn't get the food here, you know, what would the situation be, do you think?
Well, if I couldn't get the food here, you know, it would be very rough. You know, so the little food help out a lot. You know, stop a gap. It's very good. And I appreciate it a lot.
So go through this door again and then down the stairs.
Chris Price, we're down here in the basement of the food bank. It's quite small, to be honest. But you've got tins of beans and spaghetti and cereal and juice, kind of the main staples.
Absolutely. We can't really deal very much with fresh foods. A lot of it is tinned food, packaged food.
Are you seeing more people coming to your food bank?
We've seen a significant increase. We've gone from working with about 600 households to about 1,000 households each year ourselves. And that's a similar type of picture across the whole of the country, that Trussell Trust are now supporting just over 200 food banks, where this time last year they were supporting 100.
And what kind of people are coming into the food bank?
A lot of people who have been made redundant. And it's a real mix of people coming in who are working but on a low income. And they've seen the price of fuel going up, the price of food going up.
That sounds pretty desperate.
It is. Sometimes they might just get in one very big bill, which means they can't then cope with the basics, such as feeding your family. Parents will try not to eat for a while themselves while they feed their children, but you can't do that for long. And people need food. It's the real basics that we need in life.